plastic.
Maybe this isn't really live from Solidarity Realty Studio in downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. That means you're tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and several other affiliates, hopefully. We like to take over when there's no sports. Put on Outside the Pizza Box all across Wisconsin. I am Pizza Box Mike, and I have news guy Nate here. And what a beautiful day, huh? Yeah, walking around with no sleeves on my shirt, no snow and ice everywhere. And by the way, the studio line's here, 844-967-2789. I do remember when Christmas usually was associated with, you know, snow and cold. And I see that we're going to be in this trough, Nate, now for, like, you know, the next several days, 10 days or so, that winter, I'm watching it, reading it. And this meteorologist is like, but don't worry, winter's on its way in January. And I'm like, winter starts in December, dude. That is like great news for me. Except it's not great news. You know, when you're driving down the road and you see the road sweating because the frost is coming back up out of the ground. And that is not a good thing. It'll dehydrate. Being dry in the winter is not any better really than being dry in the summer or spring or any other time when it's abnormal. But this is the new, you know, I'm telling you, the winters on the East Coast get worse. But what gets worse and worse and worse is the Republican Party. And, you know, the UW Board of Regents compromising with Robin Boss on tearing apart diversity and equity and inclusion in the university system. You know, first affirmative action was, you know, a bad thing. You know, people are getting in just because they're brown and good white people don't get in. You know, that's basically what they're saying. And it's like, first of all, it's not true. Diversity, equity, inclusion, that's exactly what this country should be. That's what everybody, you know, that's by immigration way back when, you know, people came here. There's a Statue of Liberty, right? Send us your people, man. Send us your weary, your people that are tired and they want freedom. Well, the Republicans are nothing about freedom, but compromising with Robin Boss on anything, I got to tell you, is just at this point, it doesn't make sense. So when I hear Robin Boss say that this is just the first step in taking apart diversity and equity in the university system as a cancerous practice. And I'm like, who, you know, first of all, you bastard, you know, there's a lot of us out here that have been fighting cancer, real cancer, right? But I got to admit, you know, there's no bigger cancer in the state than Robin Boss. So you brought it up, buddy. Let's talk about it. I mean, he's the perfect example of family values. That's why he's been married four times and had to have them sign agreements not to talk about him, right? You can't say anything about me. There's money involved here. So what is he hiding, right? I mean, first of all, but you know, that's your family values guy. And then this outright admittance to being against diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, who doesn't want to vote for that, right? Especially if you're a white dumbass that thinks that benefits you somehow. because it doesn't. I don't know if you've noticed, but the state of Wisconsin didn't do well under Scott Walker and the Republicans. And I know they like to deflect and project, and I don't know what they can say about Evers, who's tried to use federal money that Biden had, got passed. Well, he signed the bills that the Senate and the Congress in D.C. decided to agree on, because there's certain things that Republicans just can't deny that their own communities and their own states need. And therefore, they vote against them, but then when they get passed, they run back to their people and cheer like this is something that they had a part in. And they do it all the time. They do it all the time. But Robin Voss, I mean, yeah, you know, gerrymandering the state, everything that's happened, Act 10, right to work, everything that's happened negative in the state of Wisconsin went straight through Robin Voss. Couldn't have happened without his help, right? Used millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, for Gableman to do his witch hunt, right? The nothing burgers. That's another guy I can't stand. But, you know, your party's filled with, like, Nazis and racists and perverts, man. Did you see Matt Gaetz get that award from the Republican Party in this, you know, township in Ohio?
Award?
This dude comes up and he tells the guy, and the guy's, like, holding on to the trophy with him, and he's, like, telling him that the guy, you know, because you're the guy that went out and had sex with girls that were underage and stuff. You were, like, great, you know. And he's like, what? And then, you know, his henchmen and security dragged the guy off. But the guy was, like, part of the Republican Party, the organizers and everything. I think he was on. So they're, you know, completely unglued. But that doesn't mean it's going to work out well for any of us, right? It's been really a strange week. But Robin Voss is like, you know, took 200. Let's try and be really specific here. I think it's to be exact, or it's either $296,000 or $297,500 that he took PPP loan that was supposed to be. They sold it to us as, you know, this is going to people to pay their people to keep working, or if they can't work, we're going to use these funds to, you know, help these people get through. And small businesses, you know, I know people that, you know, paid their employees a little extra money while they were closed down for a while, you know, tried to help them out that way. But that didn't happen for Main Street, man. That happened for the mega churches and people like Robin Voss, right? And then he applies for forgiveness after he pockets that loot. And don't tell me he didn't, but it was really cool when they reported it. They said, well, he took somewhere between $150,000 and $300,000. I'm like, what? I mean, you can't tell us what the exact amount is. What do you mean? Somewhere between that. It was $300,000 basically, and they didn't want to make it sound like it was. And other people did it. Joan Balwig, a senator out in Sauk, she took $500,000 for her business. I don't recall these businesses closing down or losing money during COVID. I mean, it was a boom for people with wealth, people of wealth, and people that were invested. And again, watching the stock market go up and have just a fantastic week, that's not good news for workers, man. Not good news. Robin Voss, a total scumbag, man. A slumlord at UW-Whitewater, guilty of numerous violations of health code violations and not up to standard. Just a total scumbag, man. Can't stand the guy. Hey, let's go to Mark in the sack. What do you got to say tonight, Mark?
Yeah, well, thanks, Mike, and thanks for touching on the issue that Ron Voss calling DEI a cancer on the university wall. As a fellow traveling, the whole cancer.
Yeah, thing. Who says that?
How dare you?
Yeah, no kidding, man. Really? If I would have been there, Mark, I might have at least wished him a tumor right on, like, the middle of his noggin or something, you know, that make him look like a unicorn or something.
Well, I wouldn't wish that cancer.
Well, I know. Hey, you know what? I did say it, didn't I? Robin Voss, actually, when they took out my cancerous kidney, the whole thing, I I did ask them afterwards if I could send it to Robin Voss.
Yeah, it's the whole thing for, and especially for us that have had it now during the whole, because my COVID hit right during the middle of my chemotherapy.
Yeah, not good.
So
I know.
The support system that I would have had during my chemo was kind of went bye bye.
Well, yeah, so, you got your all our appointments got pushed back like several months, and I actually told him, yeah, you set me further back because I know there's other people that are hurting a lot worse than me. There's really nothing you can do for me at this point right now except monitor it. So let's, so I pushed it back.
And what I get a kick out of it is one of the things that they whine, the Republicans, and I've said this before in other programs and on this show, that one of the things the Republicans continue to whine about is how that the poor conservative kids on campus, they don't have any place to go. They're excluded. They don't get to hear all their cult leaders come in and talk to them, and that which is nonsense. That they can't fly their freaky flags whenever they want to fly their freak flags, of whatever freak guy they're following at the current moment. They are part of the inclusion program. I mean, the DEI works for them as well as everybody else. And that's what they should be looking at. But Robin Voss is, like Maggie said on the previous program, maybe Robin Voss is just talking to us because this is the red meat his base likes to hear about. It's all the fault of those brown people and the black people and the yellow people and the red people and people that aren't white. Well,
oh, he knows. Yeah, he knows how to play, play the racist card. He's a total Nazi. I don't have any problem saying that. He's Gestapo in my world, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
Hey, talk to you later, man. Yeah, more of this. I mean, there's so much. I write down all these little things, and there's no way to, we should try and get 2 hours. I mean, we'll push, because I used to listen to that hour after it. Well, why listen to an hour on the way home when I can do another hour before I go home? But come back. We got plenty more to talk about. I fight authority too, but not like the January 6th kind of stuff. Yeah? You see, we already started with a little bit about the economy, stock surge and prices are still high and record profits over the last record profits over the last record. It's like they can't even just have substantial profits. It's like, we got to set another record, man. They're obsessed, man. It's like a disease. It's wealth zombies, whatever it is. But so then you, Tesla, I had to recall 2 million cars. Things are going good for that guy. Is he still like the head man of Tesla? Elon Musk, or is he out of that?
Oh, yeah, no, he's still the head.
See, that's how much I care about that guy. I just know I see a Tesla on the road and I'm like, dumbass. It makes me mad. I'm sorry, but it matters. Okay. Character matters. Would people go to get elected? It matters who. I think we've seen what happens when you just get in line and do whatever, but they're coming after, of course, healthcare, SSI, SSDI, and all those things are pools designed to protect people that work as they're getting older. Wouldn't want to support that in any way, Republicans, right? And once it gets to DC, it's like, yeah, right. They're going to increase money for old people and people on disability. Any of them. The only ones that do are people that are progressive, okay? And if you haven't figured that out, and you're one of the people like me that, you know, liked working all these years, you know, didn't like not working for what I was worth or getting the benefits that I should have got and watch Republicans tear it up over my whole working career and knowing that I wasn't going to have squat at the end of it, right? Because, oh, you're just one of those home care workers that goes in and sits around and plays cards with old people and stuff. That's the commercials they run, right? It's just awful. And even if that was your job at one of those facilities where, you know, people are that old and they really need a lot of people to take care of them, and, you know, that's their family at that point and their community. So why would you want workers that are like stressed out, underpaid, not well-trained? That's what the Republicans did to that industry while I was working in it. Okay. Fortunately, I didn't, you know, they couldn't really do anything about the nonprofit that I worked for. Right. But again, it was a nonprofit. You're not trying to make tons of money off somebody else's inability to do, you know, physically move or whatever else may be the issue. Access and opportunity for all. And the Republicans are not for that. So even when, you know, like when you're voting for it and you're one of those people that works and, you know, most of us do or have their whole lives, you're throwing everything away. It doesn't benefit you, man. And then you get more and more angry, but then you try and project it onto whatever it is. And it, man, it's you. You're doing it to yourself, man. It's like you're slowly slitting your wrist with a butter knife that's got just a little bit of serrated on there. And that's really, you really got to work hard to do that, okay? Why are you doing that, man? Why are you doing that? Because I think that there's just a lot of people out there that vote Republican because they think that's supposed to be what white people do. If you don't agree with me, call in 844-967-2789. I'd love to have one of those preachers calling in to debate me. You know, the ones that have the signs up and talk about Jesus, this and that, but then they're like Trump supporters. Really? Yeah, I can't wait. Your day's coming too, dude. But the economy, as far as, okay, so Starbucks gets busted. Of course they did. Of course they closed down 23 stores, not because they couldn't afford to keep them open or pay their employees. It was to defeat the unions that they were trying to organize. And they got busted on it. So, like, F them, and if you're still using the drive-thru because, oh, you like the person that's making it, F you too, man. You should be out in the picket line. You should be out there standing in there letting the owners know that you don't want to come through there anymore. Or all you want to do is go through and give tip the person that used to make your coffee $2 a day, but don't buy a coffee. And then let's see if they come down and try and take that money from them too. I mean, let's go to war with these guys, man. People power. That's what kicks ass. At least it does in my theory, you know, my socialist thinking. Hey, I think a fellow socialist is online. I'm going to go to Joanne in Madison.
Well, I agree with you about Starbucks. However, its popularity just amazes me. Every time I drive by a Starbucks, the line is so long. I don't understand it, but you helped clarify what we should do. And
go to Michelangelo's on State Street. Cool dude, man. He's a socialist, too. Came here and opened a business and pays his employees. You'll know that, like, while people are working there, going to school or something, they're there the whole time they're in school here and sometimes beyond. So that's...
Bingo. That's it's a wonderful place. I just want to make a comment. The little TV I'm watching and radio I'm able to listen to, I only listen to this station so I can stay sane, has been telling me that the universities are horrible places and everyone's anti-Semitic and there's all sorts of aggression going on and all that. And I frankly don't understand that. I mean, my students are working so hard and, you know, they've got job or two outside of the work that they're doing. And of course, the universities are you know, just doing so many exciting things with very difficult subjects and saving people's lives and all of that with medicine and new developments. And I think that a lot of the trashing of universities right now is just plain trashing. They just want to destroy this institution. They've destroyed everything else that's good, and now they're trying to destroy the universities. And that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing. I don't know if you've got some. I know that you've got insights on it, but I'm just wondering if you can straighten me out there. What is happening with these institutions? I would love to see my students out on marches more and do more activity, you know, more political activity and all of that. They don't have time for it. They're very much tied into their work lives and whatever personal lives they can muster. You know, a lot of my students have sick family members. You know, the long COVID and stuff like that, or disabled family members they have to take care of, grannies and all of that, and grandpas. You know, I don't understand why universities today are being trashed in the media.
I do. It's you know, fascist Germany just being repeated, man. You know, it's the final stake in the heart of democracy and freedom and intellect and everything else, Joanne. Thanks for calling too, by the way. But we knew back in 2011 and 12 that this is a battle worth fighting. You know, they're not going to stop just because they, you know, they have to change directions and stuff. That, you know, there's always that big money far right quarter that's just coming up. They don't go to sleep, man. They drink blood. They eat children, I think. We'll be back next break. Actually, it's Friday night, but, you know, I can't play it. Sorry, you guys. You know, I really, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'd like to give you guys as much of a plug on my show as I can. My favorite bands in the 70s. But before I go to Jim in Appleton, I want to mention, did you guys see what happened to the woman in, I believe it was Georgia, actually. Elderly woman, Miss White, who, you know, received notice that, you know, her student loan. And I mean, we're talking like she's in her, I believe, in her 70s. It, you know, she looks like it anyway. And her student loan was forgiven. In fact, they overpaid. She overpaid. So they sent her a check. And then she deposited that into Chase Bank. And Chase Bank stopped it as a possible fraudulent check, right? And then they seized her account. And then when she brought in like all the proof, right? Her ID, her birth certificate, everything. And the check itself and the letter that stated everything on it, they still wouldn't do anything about it. Now, you know, Jamie Dimon, he could just like, you know, and not even, I'd probably reach into his pocket and pull out a wad of money and pay that $5,000 right out of his pocket and it wouldn't be nothing, right? But, you know, and then the cowards don't even answer it. It just so happens, you know, that you know, she is African-American, right? And I'm watching stuff now. I'm watching, like, the Young Turks and stuff. I'm getting, that's more my crowd, right? I don't need mainstream media anymore because it's not saying what's really happening. And these people are saying the same things I do, that, you know, we're witnessing all this stuff and we have for many decades, and you need to start listening. It's just crazy the difference between far-right, corporate, and then the people's radio, right? Anyway, so these guys don't even answer to the fact. But yes, I agree that we should look into that and we should see how many people, just like Miss White, that they've done that to. And yes, disproportionately probably to poor people and people of color. There's no other way to, you know, I'm like, look, I wasn't born yesterday and neither was Jim. How's it going, Jim?
Going pretty good, Mike. How about yourself?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I didn't even take a nap today. I don't get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neither did I. Amazing. But I'm going to back us up. Republican voters.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of them are, well, my dad voted Republican, therefore I'm going to vote Republican. But all the rest of the righties that I managed to have a civil conversation with, they all seem to be single-issue voters. One is, they cut my taxes. Well, yeah, they give you an extra nickel at the end of the year. Well, their billionaire buddies are getting more billions off their taxes.
And also, Jim, their infrastructure, their roads, you know, their water, their electricity, everything, you know, that's what our taxes, what they don't understand is we're still being taxed, right? But the taxes are, like you said, they're being siphoned off to wealthy people. And then you're getting like an extra, you know, double cheeseburger at McDonald's. By the way, I had a couple of those recently. And they're like sliders now. That's not a double cheeseburger. This is a double slider. Thanks. And then you can hold it with like his two fingers.
Yeah. Nope. It's gone.
Go ahead. Continue, Jim. I didn't mean to knock you off there.
Oh, well, that's all right. I was going to say, he's also the guy that's happy about his nickel he saved on his taxes is also the first guy to scream about potholes on his road.
Right. Scott holes, as they should always be called this day forward.
Yep.
Just say backward, I should say.
Yep. Well, in this state. But
it's getting better. It's getting better. I mean, the infrastructure that's, you know, that Biden and both Evers have, you know, agreed and tried to implement is good for everybody in the state. It's not about, oh, now we got all this money for Democrats because we got Democrat and this and that. We don't do that, man. We build our communities.
And we're still sitting on how many billions of dollars while we steal from the schools and steal from the hospitals?
Well, again,
oh,
Jim,
get rid of that Medicare.
You can't have a fascist state with a well-educated electorate, and that's what this has been. I mean, this is just, whoever heard of teachers having to be in fear on their way home till all this Nazi BS started in this state?
Yeah, I read a book called The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Yep.
Back when Reagan and Gingrich started this crap, and I went, holy fuck, they're following the playbook perfectly.
Cool, man. All right, Jim, thanks for calling. I think we got that one. So, hey, how much time we got till break?
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Okay, we're going to go to Ray in Virginia.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
Not too bad, thanks.
Hey, living the dream sounded good. I appreciate that. I'm glad we can agree on things and stuff like that. Man, the media, you have a hard time trusting them, everything, and some of the issues you've been speaking about. Maybe one of them just right before Tim, he was talking about the lady with the bank account thing and possibly the color issue. I was wondering what you thought about the mayor of Boston and Michelle Wu and her selecting the segregated Christmas parties and some of these big cities and stuff around town that are kind of segregating things, and what your thoughts are on those matters.
Well, you know what, Ray, I'd have to say that I haven't even heard anything about it because I don't have like your regular TV now, and I'm streaming stuff, but I'm sure it's been on there and I didn't see it. But hell no, I'm not for that. I mean, really, you know, my grandkids are Irish, Jamaican, and Latin, man. And I can't see that any one of those crowds would be somebody that I would be against. I don't look at people like where they're from and what they look like to determine whether I want to be friends with them or whether I can trust them. However, when I go and watch people legislate this stuff and legislate racist policies that, you know, just it's not, you can't deny it. Okay. And I mean, you don't have to ask me, ask anybody, you know, that, you know, you'll still get probably 90 some percent of the people of Wisconsin to say, oh yeah, hell yeah, this state is racist. And I mean, that you don't need to hear it from me.
How come, I mean, what would be considered racist? I mean, I'm kind of like, what's his name? The colored feller, the older feller. I can't, he narrated on the Batman movies and stuff.
James Earl Jones?
The other gentleman. He did the he was the caddy for Driving Miss Davy, the driver.
Morgan Freeman.
He's narrated.
Morgan Freeman.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what?
That he said about racist. Just quit talking about it.
Yeah. A lot of things. You know what? It's easy for him to say because he's a multimillionaire and he doesn't have to. But I'm sure he's experienced it. However, that's his way of showing that he's okay. You know, and if you want to deflect any violence against you, then you know that would be the response to say. But no, I don't agree with him and what he said. But there's a lot of black men out there that say and do things that a lot of us don't agree with. So it's not. It's not a race thing. It's what do you believe? Are you an honest person? Are you part of this regime that thinks that all these things that are evil? Why do people think that they can be the one God and tell everybody they have to be just like them or else we're going to use violence to make you like us? And that's basically all this ever is. It's like, the best communities, if I had a chance to go back to college, Ray, I would have gone back to, I would have wanted to go to the University of Cairo because it's just got people from all over the world there. And it would have been interesting to find out what they think and what but you know what? People are the same all around the world. And that's why this isn't just a problem in Wisconsin or the United States. This is a worldwide just like divide in humanity right now. And there are people.
Well then why would you think, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to interrupt, but what would you think then, the University of Cairo, what would you think about the queers for the PLO? What would you think if they went over to the Gaza Strip or went somewhere into a Muslim country, how long do you think it would take for them to get pushed off the top of a building?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Because there's intolerance, the divide that we're allowing to come in, that some folks are trying to keep from coming in because it's turning into a division. I agree with you. I stay away from the mainstream media. I stream things on devices. I'm a disabled veteran. I pick and choose on what I find, and I come across things and I find interesting. I listen and try to comment when I'm allowed to, and I'm very interested, and like I said, we agree on some topics, but some topics that seem to be analyzed a little bit deeper, that there got to be some control over some of these things, and it's not my opinion. It's, following the Constitution is what it says, or as best the legislature do it, and not let the Supreme Court do legislating. They turn down many decisions because they say it's not their job to legislate. So these things, I have questions, and I'm not trying to be rude by any
means. Oh, no, man. No, and I appreciate you calling, and I just want to make a couple comments on it because, Ray, and thanks for calling, but I don't have the board back here anymore, Nate, something happened. But I witnessed, what these guys did through the last 10 years. So I don't base my opinions on somebody else's reporting. And I don't think anybody should. I think they should all. But you do have to get your information from somewhere, right, Ray? And when people are using disinformation or misinformation and straight out lying to people, when I was growing up, that wasn't allowed. Okay, the FCC didn't allow that kind of stuff. They still don't allow us to use certain language on here, and it's the same kind of thing I tell people. On social media, you're getting mad at my insults and my profanity and stuff. And it's still nowhere near as bad as you admitting that you stand with this racist, fascist, bigoted right-wing platform called the Republican Party, man. It's just that simple, man. It took a long time for you guys to become full-blown like this as a party. But when you're telling me that, Nikki Haley, she could, and she's getting money from the Kochs, who just literally annihilated Wisconsin, man, with their money. And they still do that, right? So you got Haley, Stefanik, Romney's granddaughter, right? Even daughter Cheney. If these are the heroes to save the Republican Party, people, you're in trouble. They're Stepfords to me. Even Liz Cheney. You know, right up and down the line until January 6th, everything was cool with Republicans. And then only a few of them broke away. That's how sick their party is, man. I don't know what else to do. Who do we got next? I see. Oh, we got L.A. Tom.
We got L.A. Tom.
You handle it, man. I'm here. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Michael. How you doing tonight?
Great.
Good. First off, I just want to say that first, we the people ultimately are the government. And that doesn't mean all of us. Not just certain groups of people, for that last caller. And I've been really thinking about it, and I want to say, you know, we got to stop and think for a moment about how much drama and chaos happened with the previous administration and how Joe Biden has kind of like been like a captain of a ship and hasn't had any drama, hasn't had any issues. The economy's getting better. Infrastructure's happening. We have a Supreme Court justice in Ketanji Brown. We have the things that are being made here in the United States again. Unions are strengthening once again. Internet in the rural areas throughout Wisconsin are actually happening now.
Oh, the Republicans tried to fight that for a decade, didn't they? We had the funding.
Oh, I know, they sure did. Exactly. And, you know, I just think that Biden is doing a hell of a job. Is he FDR? No. But I think that if we continue to do what FDR said, which is make me do it, and push him, not demonize him, but just push him to the FDR.
Oh, got to go, Tom. We the people. We are the in crowd here, aren't we? Ah, by the way, don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. You can go to jeffsguitar.com and check out these nice videos of the studio. You'll see all these nice guitars that he's made. He does repairs, music lessons, gift certificates. Check it out. Yeah. No, I mean, the destruction of America is not complete. They're still working on it, though. Hey, we got another guy that I'm familiar with online here, and so we're going to go to Rob in Minnesota. How's it going, Rob? You're still a Viking, even though you moved.
How are you, Mike?
You're still a Viking, even though you're not.
Well, no, I'm still a Packers fan.
But I mean, you were a Stoughton Viking, and now you're just, you know, Minnesota Viking land. So, yeah. No, I know you're a Packer fan.
Yeah,
we don't change. We're not fair weathers.
Team.
You know, that was a tough one last week, wasn't it? Losing to the Giants.
It was tough to watch.
Losing to the same guy that beat the Wisconsin Badgers the year before. I didn't realize that till they kind of spelled it out, and I'm like, oh, that guy again. Well, that's what happens. Sometimes, you know, you get a good athlete, and they can put it on you no matter where they go. What do you got tonight, brother?
Well, I wanted to call about your previous caller there from Virginia, about this dust up in Boston with this party. And apparently they've been having this party for over a decade now.
Oh, is it one of those where it's everybody comes with their own thing, but they all do it together or not? Because I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it's referred to as the Electeds of Color Holiday Party.
Oh, okay.
And Boston has a female Asian mayor for the first time, and she sent out these invitations to this party. Well, they accidentally got sent to the whole city council instead of just the colored people.
Right.
Which is normally what they do, and they've been doing for over 10 years.
Yeah, no, look, I didn't know. Yeah, I wasn't familiar. We have enough white people celebrations every year. That's all you have to tell people. You know, we're not being excluded. these people are just acknowledging their culture, and we should all let them do it. Yeah, we have our own special days, don't we?
Yeah, and it was a simple mistake, and they sent out an email about half an hour later saying, hey, sorry, we messed up. So it's a big nothing burger of a story.
Right, but, exactly. Yeah, well, that's probably why I'm
trying to punk you.
Well, that's probably why I didn't hear about it. See, I'm not going to waste my time on nothing burgers anymore. Did you hear me talk about those little nothing burgers they have at McDonald's now? They're like half the size.
Yep, they're terrible. All McDonald's, it's just all grease.
That's one of my favorite ingredients. Terrible. You're making me drool, dude.
Well, hey, the thing that I really wanted to talk to you about, though, is did you hear about this bill that Congress passed right before they skipped out of town to prohibit future presidents from leaving NATO?
Oh, cool. So they're trying to stop Trump in advance.
Right. And
does that mean that there were Republicans that went along with it, but they'll still vote for Trump when he becomes their candidate again, still under indictment? And...
Well, that was my question for them. If you don't even trust him to keep us in NATO, why would you trust him to vote for him?
Because they just,
you know, am I way out on a limb here? Or...
No, I think this stuff was decided before any of us was born, right? You know, they're just following a, like, I don't know, somebody's got, like, maybe it's, like, supernatural. There's a book being written, and every chapter gets worse and worse and worse because it doesn't add up. It really doesn't. There's no logic to any of this except, you know, good and evil. I keep telling people, Rob, that there's no middle, okay? There's only right and wrong, and we're compromising with when you compromise with wrong, now you're getting middle, okay? You're moving way away from where you need to be. And it's never stopped. And, you know, maybe this next time around, this next congressional election in D.C., we'll see another, you know, 10, 15 people added to the progressive caucus. Because that's where the battle is. And that's why Bernie didn't, you know, make a big stink out of everything. He just went back to work at trying to, you know, take over the party from within, doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they are, you know, the Joe Manchins, I might, you know, think about running it as an independent. Dude, man, you like, you know, guys like that just make you want to vomit, because it's bad enough that, you know, you've been affiliated with the coal industry, and I looked up and coal's never been burned more than it's being burned right now. Record air flights. Nobody's ever flown this much on Christmas. Record people driving. Climate change is great. Yep, there's no snow. We can get everywhere. I mean,
and we're drilling for more oil than we've ever drilled for before.
Right. I mean, the demand has not decreased over, you know, 20 years because our population, and, you know, that's part of the deal too. You know, these guys don't believe in population control. And I don't mean by, you know, the population control that China went through where they could only have one child, you know, not that kind of thing. But education, right? You know, really changes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always prevention from getting pregnant, but they all, you know, the Republicans don't want to fund that. That's not what God wanted. Even if it's incest, you should have the baby. You know, just really disgusting stuff.
Yeah, very much so. On the climate change or climate crisis.
Yeah, I did see that the conference went a little bit better.
The COP was a total failure.
Which one now?
The COP.
Yeah. COP it always 24, is.
425, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They basically said, we'll agree to, pay lip service to the climate crisis.
Well, they were smiling.
We're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, the dudes from, Saudi Arabia were smiling and everybody was cheering. And compromising with wrong, right? Compromising with wrong.
In an oil state, what do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to see a really good movie documentary on climate crisis, watch Racing Extinction from the Discovery Channel.
Oh, great. I'll get more depressed. Hey, Rob, do you got any snow there for Christmas yet?
No, all of our snow is gone. It rained all day today.
Well, I hope you have a white Christmas. We got to go, man. Thanks a lot for calling. And thanks for listening to Outside the Pizza Box, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, Civic Media Network, Solidarity Realty Studio. See you next week. Thanks. Bye.